Welcome to Rambam on the Line, a project of Sichas in English. This is Shimon Newborth with today's shiur, Hilchos She'ilo Pikadon, laws of articles that are borrowed or that are deposited for safekeeping. Chapter 3. This chapter contains four halachas dealing with the subject of when the borrower or renter assumes the obligation for any accidents that happen to the borrowed item, and cases where there is doubt as to whether this is to be treated as a case of borrowing or a case of renting. Halacha Aleph, Hashoyel es hapara mechaveri, if one borrows a cow from his fellow man, v'sholchaloi hamashil biyad benoi, oi biyad shluchoi, oi biyad avdoi, and he sent it to him, he didn't give it to him directly, but he sent it to him through a messenger, either his son, that is the lender, sent the cow with his own son, or he sent an agent with it, or he sent it by his slave, he told his slave to take it to the borrower. Or even if this was not a messenger of the lender, but it was an agent of the borrower, the lender sent it to the borrower. He sent it through the son of the borrower, or the slave of the borrower, or an agent of the borrower. Nevertheless, if the cow died before it entered the possession of the borrower himself, that is, before it physically came into his possession, even though it was already on its way, and even if it was on its way through an agent that was sent by the borrower to bring it, Hareze Potter, nevertheless, he is not obligated to pay for the damages. The Amaloi Hashoyel, however, if the borrower said to the lender, Shalcha biyad bini biyad avdi biyad shluchi, if he told the lender, send it to me through the agency of my son, or my slave, or my agent, oi biyad avdecha ha'ivri, oi biyad shluchecha, or he said, send it to me through your Jewish slave, or through your agent, oi she'amaloi hamashil. Or, another case, if the lender said to the borrower, Hareini mishalcha biyad bincha, I am sending it to you through your son, biyad avdecha, or through your slave, biyad shluchacha, or through your agent, biyad bini, or through my son, biyad avdi ha'ivri, or through my Jewish slave, biyad shluchi, through my messenger, why the slave of the sender has to be here a Jewish slave, we will state in a moment. In any of these cases, if the lender informed the borrower that he was doing so, the Amaloi Hashoyel, and the borrower said to him, Shlach, yes, send it in that fashion, Vishilcha, and he sent it to him. In all of these cases, since it is with the knowledge and approval of the lender, of the borrower, that the messenger is bringing it to him, umesa baderech, if the cow died while it was on the way, before it came physically into the possession of the borrower, harei zechayav, in such cases he is obligated to pay. Sholcholoi hamashil biyad avdei haknani, if the lender sent it to him through his own, that is the lender's non-Jewish slave, afal pisha amaloi hashoyel shlach, even though he informed the borrower that he was doing so, and the borrower said, yes, send it to me, vamesa, and it died, potter. In such a case, even if the borrower said, send it, or even if the borrower to begin with said, send it to me through your non-Jewish slave, potter, he does not have to pay before the animal came into his possession, because a non-Jewish slave is not an independent being, it's not an agent at all, it is as if the owner himself has taken the cow. And since the person of the slave is entirely subservient to his master, it's as if the cow is still in the master's possession, it has not yet left the possession of the lender. Halacha Beis, Amaloi Hashoyel, if the borrower said to the lender, you needn't send it to me through any person at all, Hakisha b'makel, just smack it with a stick, v'hi tovoi me'eleho, and she will come by herself, the cow will come of her own accord. V'yosa hamashil kach, and the lender did it thusly, ein hashoyel chayiv ba. In such a case, that even though it was the borrower who requested and approved of his doing so, nevertheless, the borrower does not have to pay ein hashoyel chayiv ba. The borrower is not responsible for what happens to this animal, achat ikones lirishusay, until it actually enters into his possession, avol mesa baderech, but if the cow died while it was on the way, potter, he does not have to pay, because there was no one who took possession of the cow on behalf of the borrower. V'chein b'shoa shemachzira, and so also when he is returning the cow, shemachzira hashoyel labaylim, when the borrower returns the cow to the owner, im shilcha biyad acher, if he sent it through someone else, umesa, and the cow died, koidim shetagia lirshus hamashil, before the cow it was restored to the possession of the lender, hareze chayiv, he is still, the borrower is still responsible to pay, shadayin hi ba'achrayis hashoyel, because it is still the responsibility of the borrower until it has been restored to the possession of the lender. V'imshilcha midas hamashil, if however he sent it through some agent with the knowledge and approval of the lender, al yedei acher, he sent it through someone else, and the lender approved of this, v'mesa, and the cow died on its way back, potter. Now he does not have to pay, because since he gave it to some agent to take it back to the lender, and the lender approved of this, it's as if the lender had received it back. Sholcha biyad avdei haknani, however, if he sent it through the agency of his own, that is the borrower's non-Jewish slave, afal pisha amaloi hamashel shlach, even though he first asked the lender's approval, and the lender said, yes, send it to me with your non-Jewish slave. Nevertheless, in Mesa Baderech, if the cow died while it was on the way back to the lender, Chayav, the borrower has to pay. Sheyad ha'evet kiyad rabbi, because the non-Jewish slave is not an independent being. It's as if he were the master himself. Ve'adayim lo yotza miyad ha'shoyel. And when the cow is in the possession of the slave, it's as if it were in the possession of the master, and therefore the cow has not yet left the possession of the borrower. Ba'mad verim amurim, when do all of these rules apply? That is, that so long as the cow has not left the possession of the borrower is still responsible for what happens to it. Bishahzira b'teich yemei she'losa, if he was returning the cow before the term of the borrowing expired, that is, before the time that was agreed upon that he had to return it. However, if he was returning the cow after the whole time of the borrowing was expired, in such a case, he is not responsible. He does not have to pay if it died on the way home. Why? Because it's only a borrower that has to pay. And after the time of the borrowing expired, and he is no longer authorized to use this kinsmul, yotzas midin sheila, it simply is considered to be a borrowed animal, v'harehi kishoy mesocha, and he is considered as if he were simply a watchman who was watching it for pay. And even though he's not being paid here to watch it, but because he had the use of the animal till now, so he is considered a shemes socher, he is considered a watchman who watches for pay. And therefore, lefichach, for this reason, in nishbis or mesa, if it was captured or it died, achara yemei shelosa, after the time of the borrowing was expired, when he was no longer authorized to use it, potter, he does not have to pay, even though it's still in his possession. V'chein kol kayotze baze, and so is the law in any similar situation. Halacha gimel, hashoyel pora mechaveri, one who borrows a cow from his fellow man, shola chatzi hayoim, he borrowed it for half a day, v'sochra chatzi hayoim, and he rented it for the other half, that is, he took the cow to use for a whole day, half of which he would pay for and half of which he would not pay, so it was half rented and half borrowed, or shola hayoim or sochra lemocha, or he borrowed it to use today without paying, and he rented it for tomorrow's use. Shoal achas v'tzocher achas, so he borrowed one cow and he rented another cow, In all of these cases, or Mesa Achas Mehem, one of them died, that is, one of the two cows died, or the cow died on one of the 2 days of which one was borrowed and one was rented, or died on one part of the day of which part was borrowed and part was rented. Hamashil Oimer, and the one who lent the cow said, She'ula Mesa, it is the borrowed cow that died, and therefore you have to pay me. Or the Yoim Shahoisa Shula Mesa, or it died on the day in which it was borrowed, not the day in which it was rented, and therefore you have to pay. The Shah Shahoisa Shula Mesa, or it died during the half day, during the hour when it was borrowed, not when it was rented. The Hashoimer Oimer, and the watchman, that is the one who borrowed and rented here, he says, Eini Yoideya, I do not know exactly which was which. Oy Sha'oma Hashoyel, or if the borrower said, Shura Mesa, he says, definitely the rented one was the one that died, and therefore I don't have to pay. The Yoim Shoisa Schura Mesa, or on the day that it was rented, it died. The Shah Shoisa Schura Mesa, during the hour in which it was rented, it died. And the lender says, Eini Yodea, I don't know which was which. Oisha Omar Zed. Or this one says, I don't know, and this one says, I don't know. That is, neither one knows whether it was the rented or the borrowed that died, or during the time that it was rented or during the time that it was borrowed. In all of these cases, we follow the usual rule that the one who desires to collect money from someone else has to bring a proof. So therefore, in this case, it would be the lender who would have to prove that the that the animal died while it was borrowed and not rented, or at a time that it was borrowed and not rented. If he could not bring any proof, there was no proof as to which was which, there was no way to tell which was which, Yishava HaSoicher al HaSchura Shemesa, then if it's a case where the borrower and renter is insisting that it was the rented one that died, or at a time that it was rented that it died, then he must swear that it was that the rented one died. Or if it's a case where he claims that he does not know, he cannot determine which died, then he has to swear that he does not know the ipater, and he does not have to pay. If one said it was borrowed and one said it was rented, Yishova, that is, the lender said, I lent it to you, and the borrower said, no, I rented it from you, Yishova Hashoimer ala Schura Shemesa Kedarka, then the one who claims that he rented it, since he would have to, in order to become free from the obligation of paying, he would have to swear that it died, so he's swearing in any case, therefore he shall swear that the cow that he claims was rented died of its own accord, and that he was not negligent, kemoishetoan, as he claims. And now, once he is swearing, we have a rule that once someone has to swear anyway, the person to whom he is swearing can make him swear on other things that he was otherwise not obligated to do, as we will learn later in Hilchas Tayin V'nitan, and therefore the Yigalgil Olov Shahaskura Hisha Mesa, and therefore the lender can also require him to swear. Once he has to swear that it died of its own accord, he can require him now also to swear in addition that it was the rented cow that died and not the borrowed one. Halochehe, Hishilo Ishte Paris, if he lent him two cows, Chatzi Hayoim B'Sheilo, V'Chatzi Hayoim B'Schiris, he lent it to them half a day borrowed and half a day rented. And apparently one of the two cows died. Hamashil Oimer, the lender says, Bisman Hashaylo Mesa, at the time when it was borrowed it died, and therefore you have to pay. The Haloimer, the other one says, Achas Mesa, Bisman Hashaylo, Vacheres Eini Yedea, both of them died. And he says, one of them died indeed when it was borrowed, as you claim, and I have to pay for that. Vacheres Eini Yedea, but the other one I don't know about when it died. Mitoyesha Eina Yochel Lishova, since he is unable to swear here about both of them, since the claim concerns both of the cows, and he's unable to swear concerning both of the cows because he says he does not know. Therefore, Yishalim Hashtayim, since he is unable to swear against this claim, which is treated as a unit, he has to pay for both of them. V'cheinim Mosaloi Sholish Paris, and so also if he gave him three cows, Shtayim Shulas V'achas Tzchura, two of them were borrowed and one was rented, and apparently two died. Hamashil Oimer, and the lender says, Shtayim Hashulas Hein Shemesu, the two borrowed ones died, and you have to pay me for two cows. The Hashoyel Oimer, and the borrower says, Achas Hashula Mesa Vadai, one of those who died was definitely a borrowed one, and I have to pay for it. Aval Hashnia Shemesa, but the second one that died, Eini Yoideya, I don't know, Im Hashula Hacheris, or Yaskur, I don't know if it was the other borrowed one, or if it was the rented one. Mitoyoshena Yocheli Shava, since he is unable to swear, there is a claim for two cows, and he is unable to swear on both of them, since he cannot swear, because on one of them he says, I don't know, Yishalim Shtayim, he has to pay two, V'hilchus Toyin V'nitan, and in Hilchus Toyin V'nitan, Yizboya Dinzeh, this law will be discussed in great detail, V'chayotzeboy, and all similar cases, Mikol HaToyanim, Sheinam Yecholim Lishova, all of the cases where someone has a claim, and the one against whom the claim is made is unable to swear, though such laws will be discussed there in detail, the Chetzad Mishalmin, and in what case does he have to pay? Umizatam Hey Mishalmin, and for what reason does he have to pay? All this will be explained in detail in Hilchas Toyin V'nitan. Thank you for listening today. Please listen tomorrow for Chapter 4.